Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Candor and Ebb's classic Tony Award-winning musical drama Cabaret is currently in previews in New York City. Directed by Sam Mendes and co-directed and choreographed by Rob Marshall, the production stars Alan Cumming as the MC of the Kit Kat Club. Those of you who are particularly Broadway savvy may think I'm introducing a segment from 1998, when those three men worked together with Roundabout on the same show, which ran until 2004. But no, we've not figured out how to go back in time to see the critically acclaimed and much-lauded production again. Roundabout is remounting the show at Studio 54. The official opening date is April 24th. In addition to Mr. Cumming donning his suspenders and blood-red lipstick again, the revival stars Michelle Williams as Sally Bowles, Bill Heck as Cliff, Linda Eamon as Frau Schneider, and Danny Burstein as Herr Schultz.
How the world can change. It can change like that. Due to one little word, married. See a palace rise from a two-room flat. Due to one little word, married. And the old despair that was often there suddenly ceases to be. For you wake one day, look around and say, somebody wonderful.
Danny's most recent Broadway credits include The Snow Geese, Golden Boy, Follies, and Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. It is a great pleasure to welcome Danny Burstein back to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here with you, Sarah.
So you, since we last spoke, which was when you were in Follies, you have been incredibly busy. And I saw you in Tally's Folly. And that was gorgeous work. Of course, we're going to talk about what you're actually doing now, but I just wanted to compliment you on that and ask you how it was for you.
It was a wonderful experience. And actually, I have to mention Sarah Paulson, who I played opposite, who I love. She is just amazing, amazing, amazing. I love her so very much. And the experience as a whole was probably the hardest thing I've ever done. Because it's a two-hander, just the two of us out there for an hour and 40 minutes. It starts off with an 8-page monologue. It is difficult, difficult, difficult. And the character of Matt, my character, basically drives the train through 99% of the play. And it was very, very difficult. And I was doing Golden Boy at night while rehearsing Tally's Folly during the day. So it was especially difficult. But once we did get it down, it was just really a very, very special experience. And that play is so beautiful. Lanford Wilson was such a brilliant, brilliant writer. And it was really an honor to work on that play with Michael Wilson, the director.
And that and now Cabaret are Roundabout Theater Company productions. I guess you don't mind working for them.
No, I don't mind working for them at all. Or in Manhattan Theater Club, which I did The Snow Geese recently, up with Mary Louise Parker. You know, all the not-for-profits are the theaters that I want to get paid less than anybody else on Broadway, basically. And I'm having a good time doing it, I have to say.
And you've made your Metropolitan Opera debut.
Yeah, just recently, playing the role of Frosch in Deflatermaus. And that is also has been another amazing experience. It's a very, very different world, the opera world. You don't get to rehearse very much. You know, they're not about that. The singers have been working on their roles for 200 years, you know, and they know their roles. And they walk in and they basically plug them in to any particular production. And they're brilliant and great. But this was a new production, a new libretto by Douglas Carter Bean. And the only thing the same was the wonderful Strauss music. There were new lyrics by Jeremy Sams, who also directed. So about the fifth time I walked into the building, it was opening night. So very few rehearsals.
Wow.
And you really, you know, if I can say this, you need balls of steel to do opera. You really do. You have to make choices and go for them and do a lot of praying. And, you know, it was a wonderful honor to be there, and especially playing that role, because Zero Mostel and Danny Kaye and Bill Irwin and Jack Gilford and Sid Caesar, they had all played the role before. And this year they offered it to me, and I was, you know, couldn't believe it. I didn't even dare dream of doing a role like that at the Metropolitan Opera. And, you know, that's my opera debut, let alone my Met debut, my opera debut. And I think I'm spoiled for the rest of my life.
So you say they offered it to you. Did you hesitate at all in taking it? Were you at any point intimidated enough to almost say no? Or were you like, well, of course, I have to try it?
Well, you know what? I'm at the place in my career where I'm happily taking jobs that scare the hell out of me. And I'm pretty much only taking jobs that scare the hell out of me, jobs that I'm not sure that I can really do when I first hear about them or first read the script. They're so difficult. But this was something I just couldn't pass up. And it's scary as hell every time you go out there. Because also, we only do 2 or 3 performances a week. And sometimes there's a week off between performances. Or one time we actually had 2 weeks off between performances. And you just, every night feels like opening night, because you haven't been able to gain any momentum. When we do shows on Broadway, they're 8 a week, and you can perfect particular moments. Here it's just, yo, I think this is what I did last time. And it's great fun, and you really have to, as I said before, make choices and really go for it. And it builds character, that's what I'll say. And it's great fun.
So you said you're only choosing roles that frighten you, something about them scares you. What is it about Herr Schultz and Cabaret that scares you?
Well, once again, doing a German accent is first of all, I mean, just on an actor kind of a level, that is really super difficult for me. And, I'm never sure that I can always pull it off, but it's so much fun to try and make that work. Secondly, I just love the show so very much. And what's difficult dealing with this show is the subject matter. The story has to be told, let alone the fact that it's brilliantly written, you know, an amazing score, an amazing book. And this production is particularly incredible because of Sam Mendes and Alan Cumming. But the story has to be told, and that is scary to me every night. Being Jewish and going out there and telling this story is a difficult one for me. It's a difficult subject matter for me. I get very emotional, and it's been a learning curve for me, because I did a lot of research going into rehearsals about the time, and in a way, I have to throw it all away, because we're placing the show in 1929 into 1930, and that's 3 years before the Nazi Party took power. And so I can't know everything that's going to happen. Playing a Jewish person, I can't know that is the case. And so I have to be absolutely sure that the opposite is going to happen. And knowing what I know from history, it's a difficult ride every night. And it's also, just back to the actory stuff, there are two difficult songs. But the score is just so glorious, you know, and getting to work with John Kander again is, you know, heaven on earth. He is the nicest man alive, and Joe Mastroff is as well, who's 94 years old and seems like he's, you know, 41, as spry and as brilliant and, you know, with it as anybody you could ever imagine.
What is difficult about the two songs?
Well, they're one of them goes up to a G, and I have to hit a G about 5 times.
Wow.
Yeah, in the Pineapple song. Mm-hmm. And the other one has we're figuring it out, the Married song, and is how to play it, you know, what the right way to play it is, we're very dramatic or very, very soft, and figuring it out has been, an interesting ride. You know, you're thinking about it 24/7.
And how's your Frau Schneider?
Oh, she's fantastic. Linda Emond is is just a brilliant, brilliant actress, and we've already got so many. Even though we're just standing there, you know, figuring things out, just the blocking and talking about how things work from moment to moment, she's already so unbelievably and beautifully present and listening, which is the most important part of acting. And I just can't say enough about her. I absolutely love her.
Cabaret, I said off mic before we started, is it's a musical. It is bawdy in places, and a lot of the music is very fun. And it is in the consciousness as like a musical, musical,
right.
Musical. And I think sometimes if you haven't seen it in a while, it's in the movie or the stage version, you forget how serious it is. But people still love it.
Right.
I mean, and they should. You think that's why do you think that is?
Well, I just think because it's so brilliantly written, it's devastating. It's like, I'll take the example of the song Tomorrow Belongs to Me, which closes Act One. It is a beautiful, beautiful song, a wonderful anthem that makes you feel like you want to stand up and cheer, you know, and join in singing, like something that we all grew up with. And then you realize that it's a song about purity and the Aryan Nation and the Nazi Party, and it makes you question all these things within yourself, and so the writing is dangerous in that way and thought-provoking, and yet you're entertained at the same time. There are so many brilliant songs, and it's so much fun too. That, you know, that Alan Cumming guy is very talented, you know, and he is quite brilliant and quite wonderful. And Michelle Williams will surprise the hell out of you, you know, making her musical theater debut. She's also so wonderful and a beautiful heart. So that's the spooky thing about it. You're watching this very, and I mean it, deadly kind of theater in the best sense of the word. And yet, you're unbelievably entertained at the same time because it's written so beautifully.
And do you think that is calculated by the writers so that people will come see what they've heard is a very entertaining thing and then have to think about and remember that terrible period in history?
Absolutely. They're that smart. They're that good. And the show is that good. It is one of the best musical theater pieces ever written. It's not just, you know, hey, let's revive Cabaret. It is a brilliantly written show. And there's a reason it has survived the test of time and that it is revived often all over the world, because it's a brilliant piece of theater and it makes you, not only entertains, it makes you think and hopefully changes the way people think.
Have you ever done a production of Cabaret before?
No, never. Never. I actually saw this earlier production, I don't know, about 10, 12 years ago, and Tom Bosley played Herr Schultz. And I can guarantee we'll be very different.
When you see a play that you've never done before or a musical you've never done before, do you watch it thinking, not I could do that better or differently, but I want to do that, I would love to try that role?
Gosh, not usually. Most of the time when I go to a piece of theater, I get lost in the show. I try as much as I can to get lost in the show and to take the ride of take whatever ride that particular show is trying to give. That's why I would say I'm a very good audience member, because I love to, you know, laugh and cry in the audience. That's just my nature.
Danny, it's been great to see you again. Thank you so much for joining me.
Of course. Thanks so much. I love you so much.
Danny Burstein plays Herr Schultz in the Roundabout Theater Company revival of Candor and Ebb's Cabaret, co-directed by Sam Mendes and Rob Marshall. The show is currently in previews and officially opens on April 24th. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Will you wake one day, look around and say, somebody wonderful,
somebody wonderful.